Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Chav Vav, and we are 2 lines from the top of Daf Chav Vav Amir Aleph Tanya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schutz Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, and Moshe Abba Ben Devorah. Today's daf is being learned at Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Ramoshe Chaim. So we're in the middle of the classic sugya of Oisik B'mitzvah Potem and HaMitzvah. The Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amir Aleph said, Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim Min HaSukkah. Rashi said, who are shluchei mitzvah? Hoylchei b'derech mitzvah. These are people that are traveling, and the purpose of their traveling is to do a mitzvah. And Rashi gives 3 examples. Someone is traveling to learn Torah. Ulahakbo p'nei rabbi. Somebody is traveling to go see his rabbi. V'liftai shvuyim. Or he's on his way to do the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim. Says the Mishnah, shluchei mitzvah. If somebody is in that situation, he's potter from the mitzvah of sukkah. And the Gemara said that this is related to the general rule of oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. And the Gemara said, minani mili, what is the makar? What's the source to the halach of oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah? And the Gemara brought 2 makaris, but 1 primary source, and that is, in the parish of Kriyishma, we say that there's a mitzvah to recite Kriyishma, b'shiftecha b'veisecha, uvelechtecha v'aderech. And Chazal said, b'shiftecha b'veisecha, when you're sitting in your house, but it's Sheves Didach, you're doing your thing. Uvelechtecha v'aderech. You're on the road, but it's Leches Didach. You're doing your own thing. It's only then that you have an obligation to recite Kriyat Shema. If, however, you're sitting at home doing a mitzvah, or you're traveling to a Dvar mitzvah, then the halach is you'd be potter from Kriyat Shema. Why? Because you're Oisik b'mitzvah, and Oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. So just like it's true for Kriyat Shema, it's true for other mitzvahs as well, and that's why in our Mishnah we have the halach that shluchei mitzvah are p'turim min ha-sukkah. So the Gemara is going to resume that discussion. Says the Gemara Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Omer Rab Chananya ben Akavya. Rab Chananya ben Akavya said, Koisvei svarim tefillin mezuzas. People that for a living write Sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas. In other words, a soifer. Hein then, v'tagoreyen, and their merchants, v'tagorei tagorei, meaning the soifer, the people that sell the Sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas, the wholesalers, the retailers, the middlemen, the flippers, everybody involved. V'cholo iskim melech ha-shamayim, and not just that, people that are iskim melech ha-shamayim, what does that mean? Lasuyim moichei tcheles, even people that sell tzitzis, p'turim mikriyishma, the potter from kriyishma, u'men ha-tfilo, they don't have to daven, u'men ha-tfilin, they don't have to put on tfilin, u'mikol mitzvah yisoh amuris b'ter, they don't have to do any mitzvahs in the Torah. And the reason is because of what Rabbi Yosi Aglili said. Didn't just say, but he used to say that ha'oisik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. That someone that's involved in doing a mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. So these people are being oisik b'dvar mitzvah. If you're a sofer, you write sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas, that's a mitzvah. If you're someone that sells sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas, that's also a mitzvah. Anyone that's oisik b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. Now it doesn't mean that if you're a sofer, that's your 9 to 5, so you don't ever have to do any mitzvahs. What it means is while you're oisik b'mitzvah, you're going to be pater min ha-mitzvah. Regardless, this is another braisa that says this halach, that oisik b'mitzvah potem min ha-mitzvah. We'll get back to this in the Reit. Tanu Rabbanon, Hilchei Drachim, Bayoyim, Pturim in ha-sukkah Bayoyim. Someone that's traveling during the day doesn't have to sin in a sukkah during the day. V'chayavim b'layla. However, if he's only traveling during the day, at night he has to sit in a sukkah. Hilchei Drachim b'layla. Someone that's traveling at night, Pturim in ha-sukkah b'layla. He doesn't have to sit in a sukkah at night because he's traveling at night. However, v'chayavim b'yoyim. He's not traveling during the day, so he would have to sit in a sukkah during the day. Hilchei Drachim b'yoyim u'b'layla. Someone that's traveling during the day and at night, Pturim in ha-sukkah, he's potter from sitting in a sukkah, bein bayim, bein balayla, both during the day and at night. Hochem l'dvar mitzvah. What about someone that's traveling for a dvar mitzvah? So that person is pturim bein bayim, bein balayla. He doesn't have to sit in a sukkah, not during the day and not at night. Ki hodder rav chizda v'rabba baravuna. And in fact, there's a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya that happened with 2 great Amoraim, Rav Chizda and Rabbi Barafun. They were traveling on Yontif to the Reish Galusa, and they slept, Rashi says, by the banks of the river. They didn't sleep in a sukkah. You have to sleep in a sukkah. Amri, they said, Anan Shluchei Mitzvah, Anan. We're on our way to the Reish Galusa, we're on our way to do a mitzvah, Upturim, and as a result, we are potter from the mitzvah of sukkah. So again, another Braisa that says the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah, potter ben ha-mitzvah. But this braisa, like all braisas, adds something that we otherwise wouldn't know. And really, there's a huge knetch in this braisa that's nogeya, not the halach of oisik b'mitzvah, potem ben ha-mitzvah, but that's nogeya hilcha soka. So the braisa had a resha and a seifa. The resha was, holchei drachim al potem ben ha-soka. Then the Mishnah said, someone that's holich l'dvar mitzvah is potem ben ha-soka. Holchei drachim b'yoyim apata b'yoyim, not b'layla. Holchei drachim b'layla apata b'layla, not b'yoyim. If you're holich l'dvar mitzvah, then it doesn't matter if you're traveling it during the day, you're traveling at night. The halach is you're always going to be pata. But one thing is clearly implied, and that is, one case of the Mishnah is talking about where you're traveling for a dvar mitzvah. The other case is talking about specifically where you're not traveling with dvar mitzvah. So here we have an idea that if somebody's on the road, not necessarily with dvar mitzvah, the halacha is he's going to be pater from the halacha of sukkah. Now that requires an explanation. If someone's traveling with dvar mitzvah, that's the sugya that we're learning. Shluchei mitzvah pturim in ha-sukkah, b'shivtecha b'veisachu, v'lachtecha v'aderech, yiz oisik b'mitzvah. If I'm oisik b'mitzvah, I'm pater min ha-mitzvah. I'm pater from mitzvah sukkah, just like I'm pater from any other mitzvah. Tfilah, kriyishma, tfilin, sukkah. But someone that's holchei drachim, someone that's just traveling, why should he be pater min ha-sukkah? And the answer is a very important, but also obvious yesod in hilchas sukkah. And that is something that's going to really become a lot more clear over the next few dafin. And that is sukkah is teishvu ke'en teduru. The mitzvah of sukkah is that for 7 days, your house should be your sukkah. That's all it is. So anything that you would do in your house, now you should do in your sukkah. If you're traveling and you have to be on the road and it's time to eat or you want to take a nap, so you're going to go home? No, you're traveling. So you're going to pull over to a rest stop. You'll buy something to eat. And you're going to eat it. If you would do that during the year, you could do that on Sukkot as well. I eat Sukkot, and on Sukkot, I have to sit in a Sukkah. Where ordinarily, I would be sitting in my house. I have an obligation to sit in a Sukkah. But now I wouldn't be in my house anyways. I'm traveling. What I would be doing is picking up something to eat, sitting in my car, and grabbing a bite. So why can't you do it if it's Sukkot? Sukkot is Teishvu b'sukkah ke'en teduru, in the same way that you ordinarily live in your house. B'sukkah's teishvu shivas yamim, meaning your sukkah is your house for these 7 days. And to the extent that I would do something the whole year outside of my house, al pi halacha, I have a right to do that same thing outside of my sukkah on sukkahs. Sounds like a chiddush, and it doesn't sound so much consistent with the way we're accustomed to thinking of sukkah, but this is the emes, and this is hilchas sukkah, midina de gemara. Of course, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a machmer when it comes to inyanei sukkah, tavi olav bracha. We'll get to that. But the point is, as it relates to the dina de gemara, the dina de Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is your sukkah is your house. So anything that you would do in your house, now you're supposed to do in your sukkah. Usually eat in your house, eat in your sukkah. Usually sleep in your house, so now you're going to sleep in your sukkah. Usually learn in your house, you should learn in your sukkah. If you were meeting somebody, you would meet in your house, now you should meet in your sukkah. That's what the halacha of the sukkah stage with Shivas Yomim is. But if there's something that you would never do in your house anyways, so now you're not mechuyev to suddenly do it in your sukkah. So that's why the halacha is that holchei drachim apatim in ha-sukkah. But Rashi, when he explains the case of holchei drachim, Rashi adds one word. Rashi says, "Dibra maskel holchei drachim b'yoyim p'tur min ha-sukkah b'yoyim, d'chsib ha-sukkah steishvu ke'en yeshivas beisak." Like we just said, "K'shem shekal ha-shon e'en e'nim na-milaches b'derech." And just like the whole year, he wouldn't necessarily refrain him from traveling. And here's the word Rashi throws in, "B'schayra." To do business for parnasa, kach kol yemoy sachak she'ena yontif lo yitzrichu akosav limnaya. Rashi threw in a word schayra, and Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva nigras Moshe, it's an Erchaim chela gimel, it's simin tzadik gimel, is medayik this Rashi, and Rav Moshe is machmer, and he says that even though it's true teishvu kein teduru, and the halach is holchei drachim apturim min ha-sukkah, but it's only b'schayra. It's only if you're doing it because this is something that you have to do. And the tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote about was people that they go away on trips on sukkahs and they don't have access to a sukkah. And they do it under the rationale that you're holchei drachim, you're p'turim in a sukkah. To the extent I'm not home, why should I have to sit in a sukkah? And Rav Moshe was very, very machmer. In fact, if you look here in the Ha'aris for Rabbi Yashiv and the sugya in Oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah, he brings the tshuva from Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yashu's Mekel. He says, I don't know if that's true. Mechatesi, you have to be Machmer. Who says you can't go on a tiyul? If that's something you want to do, your family's off, it's a good opportunity, you have a right to leave. Now you're a Holchei Drachim. Holchei Drachim is Patam and Asukah. So Rabbi Moshe's Machmer, Rabbi Yashu was Mekel, ask your local rabbi, but it's just in terms of, we're not learning Halacha L'maisa, just the foundation and the Yesoid to understand where we're coming from. It's based on the concept, the basic understanding of the sugis we're learning, of what Teshfu Ke'en Tiduru means, what the mitzvah of Sukkah is. Nothing fancy. This is the mitzvah of Sukkah. Your Sukkah becomes your house for 7 days. If it's something you would do in your house, you have to do it in your Sukkah. If it's not something you would do in your house, so there's no reason for you suddenly to be obligated to do it in your Sukkah. It seems so logical that it begs the question, why would Rashi have thrown in the word Schaira? What if it's not Schaira? It's the same exact Svara. Ramosha was Medayik Schaira. Others held that maybe that's a Chumrah, and maybe Rashi said Schaira because usually people travel for business. But now that it's in vogue, maybe to go on a Cholamoy trip, maybe Rashi would have said, if you're on your Cholamoy trip, the halach is you have a din of a Holchei Drachim, and you'd be Ptur. Nah, Sukkah. Either way, Zakhti Gemara Vaita. Another Brisa. Tanu Rabbanu, Shemir, Ir, Bayim, Ptur, Manah, Sukkah, Bayim. Someone whose job it is to protect the city, and as a result, he's away from his house, so he doesn't have to sit in a sukkah either. But if his job is to protect the city during the day, he would have to sit in a sukkah at night. Someone whose job it is to watch the city at night, he's spotted from sitting in a sukkah at night. He has to sit in a sukkah during the day. Someone whose job it is to watch the sukkah during the day and at night, he's going to be spotted from sitting in a sukkah by day and by night. Someone whose job it is to watch gardens, they're potter to watch during the day and at night. Freit gemara v'liav the sukkah ha'asam v'leisvu. Why can't these people just make a sukkah and sit in the sukkah? Why should they be potter? Meaning, holchei drachim, the assumption is, it's difficult for him to have a sukkah. But these people, l'chura, should be able to have a sukkah. That's the gemara's kasha. So Abaye Amar Abaye said, teishvu ke'en tiduru. Because, like we said, the idea of sukkah is teishvu ke'en tiduru. But Rashi adds a knech, and that is that Teshvu Kein Tiduru means your sukkah is your house. So if you would have the ability to make a sukkah and you'd have your house in your sukkah, anything that you need would be inside the sukkah, then maybe Enochinami. But being that it's impractical for these people to have everything they need inside their sukkah the way they have it in their house, as a result, they're going to be potter. Rava said a different reason. He said, because Pirtsa Kaira Laganov. Rashi says that was an expression that people used to say sometimes, that if there's a Pirtsa, if there's a breach in a fence or in a wall, Kaira Laganov. It invites a ganav to come in and to try to take something. If this person would sit in a sukkah, he would end up exposing himself to a ganav to come steal things from him while he's sitting in the sukkah. So the Gemara says, "My benai, what's the difference between Abaye's pshat and Rava's pshat?" Abaye said that the reason these shomrim don't have to build a sukkah is because it's never going to be keshvu ke'en tiduru. Rava said because of a chashash geneva. The Gemara says, "Ikimenai nafkimina would be the kaminter karya de peri." In the event that you're watching a bundle of peris, so apparently it's easier to watch a bundle of peris. You could sit in a sukkah and watch it at the same time. So according to Rava, who's worried about a ganav, you don't have to be worried about a ganav. According to Abaye, that the sukkah won't be ke'en tiduru, so therefore there would be a concern. Either way, that concludes the first part of the daf. We'll revisit it in the raid, but the first halacha of the Mishnah, Daf Chafei Amar Aleph, was Shluchei Mitzvah Piturim Min Asukah. The second halacha was Choylin, someone that's not well, Umishamsheim, and his Gaboyim, the people that take care of him, Piturim Min Asukah, they're also Potif Amar Asukah. Zok the Gemara Braisa, Tanu Rabbanu. Choylin Shamru, when we talk about a Choylin, Choylin Sheish Bei Sakana. Doesn't mean a Choylin Sheish Bei Sakana. Meaning we're not talking about a situation of Pekuach Nefesh. That would be obvious. That it be Potim and Asukah. Ela, afilu choyla she'en bay sakana. Even a choyla that is not at any danger. Afilu chosh be'enav. Even a choyla that simply his eyes are hurting. Afilu chosh be'roishan, or his head is hurting. Even somebody like that has a din of a choyla, and he's Potim and Asukah. Amr Pshim Gamliel. Pshim Gamliel said, Pamachas chashdi be'enav. I once had an issue with my eye, Bekistri. That's where I was in Kisri. The hitter Rabbi Yosi beribbi lishoin aniyu mesham shechutz l'sokah. And I got a hitter from Rabbi Yosi to sleep me and my shamashim outside of the sukkah. Rav Sharla Racha Bardala Lamigna Bekilsa Besukkah. Rav once allowed Rav Acha Bardala to sit underneath a canopy inside a sukkah. Meaning, ordinarily, if you have a kiv to sit in a sukkah, so you can't sit underneath a canopy that's in the sugya. That was the sugya of the kila and the kilas chasanim that we saw about. That would be an oil. it would be mafsik between the person and the sukkah. It would be as if you're not really sleeping in the sukkah. Stating that, Rav allowed Rav Acha bar Adla to sleep in such a situation, even though technically he wasn't sitting in the sukkah. And the reason he allowed it was mishum biki. It's because there were bugs there. He had a din of a mitztair, and mitztair is potam in a sukkah. Rav Ashar le Rav Acha bar Adla le migna bar mi metal alasa. Rav allowed Rav Acha bar Adla to sleep outside the sukkah mishum sircha de gargishta, because the sukkah smelled bad. And as a result, he said, you don't have to sleep in the sukkah. Rav le tamei. This is Rav l'shitase. Amar Rav. Rav said, mitztair potam in a sukkah. That a mitztair is potam in a sukkah. Afraid the Gemara, is that true? A mitztair is potam in a sukkah. But Antana, we learned in the Mishnah, choylin umisham shem p'turim in a sukkah. A choylas potam in a sukkah. It sounds like choylin mitztair loy. It sounds like only someone that's on the level of a choyla is patim in a sukkah. But if someone is merely mitzayer, he's not a choyla, he's simply bitzar, it sounds like he would not be patim in a sukkah. So the Gemara says, I don't know, a choyla is unique, that hu umisham shapturim. He's patim in a sukkah, and his mishamish, the people that are taking care of him, are also patim in a sukkah. Mitzayer is patim in a sukkah, but only hu pater. He himself is pater, misham shavloi, whereas his mishamshin are not pater from the sukkah. Regardless, choylim, umisham sheyem, apturim in asukah. The truth is, every mitzvah is patim in asukah, not just the chayla. Not someone who's only is sick and it's going to be difficult for him to sleep in the sukkah. Any person that is uncomfortable in the sukkah, he's a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is patim in asukah. So why is the Mishnah talking about a chayla? It seems like too dramatic of a case. L'chura, say the halacha even for a mitzvah, not necessarily for a chayla. A chayla has special dinam in Shulchan Aruch. So when you say chayla is patim in asukah, it sounds like the person has to be on the level of a chayla. Chayla has dinam in Hilcha Shabbos, right? Different areas in halacha where a chayla is treated differently. The sukkah doesn't have to be a chayla, as long as he's uncomfortable. Even a mitztar, who's not potter anywhere in Hilcha Shabbos, but when it comes to sukkah, mitztar is potter in a sukkah. And the Gemara says, Anachinami, the Mishnah could have said mitztar is potter in a sukkah. The Mishnah wanted to say a chiddushim chayla. Chayla, not only is he potter in a sukkah, but he's mishamshim are going to be potter from sukkah as well. Now, why is a mitztar potter in a sukkah? It's the same shtickle Torah like we had earlier in the daf. It's because teishvu ke'ein teduru. Because the whole idea of sukkah, again, is that for these 7 days, your house should be your sukkah. Now, if you had a room in your house that you were very uncomfortable in, you wouldn't stay in that room. If your house itself was really not gishmak, so you would figure out where to spend the night. You probably wouldn't be in your house. So it's the same idea. You just need to treat your sukkah like you would treat your house. You don't have to be in a sukkah. You need to replace your house with your sukkah. So if you would be mitznar in your house, you would leave your house. So if you're mitznar in your sukkah, you're allowed to leave your sukkah as well. Mitznar is potem in a sukkah for the same reason that holchei drachim are potem in a sukkah. It's based on the idea of teishvu ke'ein tedura. The third halacha of the Mishnah was, oichlin v'shoysin aroi chutz l'sukkah. You have to eat in a sukkah. However, that's only an achilas kva. It's only a shtiyas kva, a permanent type of achila, a permanent type of shtiyah, that has to be inside a sukkah. However, an achilas aroi, or a shtiras aroi, that's something that's allowed to be outside a sukkah, says the Gemara. V'kam achilas aroi. So what is the shear of achilas aroi? Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, tarti oitlas bei. So Rashi seemed to not have the girsa bei. Tosfos says, the right girsa is bei, so we'll go with the girsa that we have in the Gemara. It's two or three eggs. So a beitza is usually the standard metric that's used in shiurim. Even a kezias is a half a beitza, a third of a beitza. The ikar shiur that was used in Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebiksav, it's Eretz Asher Roiv Sheurel Kezias. But in Torah Shebal Peh, we usually work around the beitza. So it's two or three eggs, that's the shiur. Now, is it two or it's three? I have a mefarshim. Only Abaya. Sabaya told Rav Yosef, whenever there's Rav Yosef, there's Abaya. Sabaya told Rav Yosef, Ozimnin Sagin, Sagi Leila Inish Bahachi. How could you say that? You're telling me that two or three is still an achilas aroi? I know people that eat the shear of two or three eggs and they feel very satisfied. So that would seem to be an achilas kva, right? But how about they sue this kva? Based on that, it should be a problem. Elo, Amar Abayi said, I think the shear is a little different. It's kedetoim bar be'rav va'ayo l'kalo. Sometimes before someone goes to a shear, so he eats a little bit. Rashi actually says, this is baboiker in the morning, kshalchon beis medrash, when the bachrim and the yungalite, they used to go to beis medrash. So v'doyeg, sometimes he was concerned, Shemi Yimshachu Ashmuois, maybe the shear is going to go too long. So the Tayim Maloi Pivishaisa. So they would chop something to eat. They would stuff their mouth, not stuff, but fill their mouth, and they would take a mouthful of food, and that's what they would eat. Now, a mouthful of food in our Gemara is a beitza. So that's what Abaye said. Abaye said the shear of an Achilas Aroi is not two or three beitzim, but it's like the Talmidim that were worried that maybe the Magid Shear is going to go a little bit too long, so they wanted to make sure they had the stamina to be able to withstand the shear. So they would eat something. How much would they eat? It was one beitza. And that's what the shir is. Tanu Rabbanon. Oichlan achilas aroi chutz hasukkah. You like to eat achilas aroi chutz hasukkah. Ve'en yishenim shinas aroi chutz hasukkah. So this is another braisa that adds on the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Oichlan v'shoysan aroi chutz hasukkah. What about shina? What about sleeping? The Mishnah didn't say anything. The braisa says it. The braisa says, ve'en yishenim shinas aroi chutz hasukkah. You don't sleep shinas aroi. Why did the Mishnah say it if the braisa says it? That's because the Mishnah was written by Derech Tzara. Rebbe chose Rameyer's Girsois of the Brises, because it was Bederech Ketzara. The Derech Ketzara would be to say you're allowed to eat or drink Achila or Shtira Saroi, and you'd figure out on your own that it's only Achila and Shtira, as opposed to Shina. So the Brisa is a little bit more long-winded than is the Mishnah. So the Mishnah doesn't say it. It's sort of implied from the Mishnah, but in the Brisa it's Mefurish. Oichlin Achila Saroi Chotzosoka. However, Ve'en Yishenim Shina Saroi Chotzosoka. So there's a difference between Achila and Shina. So the question is, my time, what's the difference? If you're allowed to eat Achila Saroi Chotzosoka, that means only Teva is Osir outside of the Soka. So, if that's the case, why should sleeping be any different? Is there a fundamental difference between eating and sleeping? That sleeping is more chomer, and even a shina saroi is a problem outside of a sukkah? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, no. There really is nothing fundamentally different between eating and sleeping, but rather gzeira shema yerda. We're afraid that you thought you were taking a nap, you thought your shina was going to be a shina saroi, but once you lie down, the next thing you know, you may have slept already a shinas kvas. So when it comes to eating, you can control yourself. At the very least, you're conscious. When it comes to sleeping, you're not conscious. You're out. And as a result, there's a chashash of shema yirdim. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rav Ashi, I hear what you're saying. But if that's the case, if there's really a concern that we don't allow a person to sleep b'derech haroi as a gzeira, he may sleep b'derech kva. If that's the case, hod etanya we're going to the braisa, yoshin al the mashinas haroi b'tfilin. A person's allowed to sleep a shinas haroi in his tefillin, avaloi shinas kva. But you're not allowed to sleep a shinas kva. The reason is, a person's not allowed to sleep in tefillin because the tefillin need to be observed b'kedusha v'tahira. The Gemara says, tefillin srichim guf naki, Ka'alisha bal knafayim. And a person has to make sure that while he's wearing his tefillin, he's in a state of tahira. If a person's going to sleep, there's a concern, shema yofiach. He may pass gas while he's sleeping. That's inappropriate while you're wearing your tefillin. And that's why you're not allowed to wear tefillin. That concern is true for a shinas kva. It's not true for a shinas aroi. And that's pshat in the braisa. Yoshin adam shinas aroi b'tefillin. You're allowed to wear a shinas aroi. Avaloi shinas kva. However, you're not allowed to sleep a shinas kva. Freik to Gemara. Zabaya told Rav Ashi. Lecha shema yirdom. If you're telling me that you're not allowed to sleep a shinas aroi outside the sukkah, even though really you should be able to, because of exera, you may end up sleeping a shinas kva. So by tefillin should be the same thing. You're allowed to sleep a shinas aroi. You're not allowed to sleep a shinas kva. Lechura, why don't we say shema yirdom? I'm Rav Yosef ben Rav Yiloi. So Rav Yosef ben Rav Yiloi said, you're right. The braisa that says a person's allowed to sleep a shinas aroi betfillin is talking about where he appointed a shomer. He has a shomer watching him, and this shomer is going to make sure that he doesn't end up falling into a deep sleep. Maskev Rav Mesharshia. So Rav Mesharshia said the classic words. He said, arvech arvetzarech. You have a shomer? Your shomer also needs a shomer. How do you know your shomer is not going to fall asleep? A shomer watching someone to make sure he doesn't fall asleep, that could put you to sleep. So that itself, he needs his own shomer. So this is not a good system. So it says the Gemara, Elam Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanan, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yochanan said, that price is talking about Meniach Reisha Ben Birka Vaskin. So remember, the person sleeping in a very uncomfortable position. He put his head between his knees. He's not falling into a deep sleep in that way. Rabbi, my Rabbi said a different thing. He said, Ein Keval Hashina. He said, no. La'olam, you're right. There's no chashash shema yirdam. There's no concern that if a person sleeps a shinas aroi, he's going to end up falling into a deep sleep, and there's going to be a shinas kva. And that's why tefillin, you're not allowed to sleep a shinas kva. That's true. There's a gezeira shema yofiach. It's a real concern. But for a shinas aroi, we don't have that concern. And as a result, it's not a problem. Now, if there's no concern, shema yirdam, so why is it aser to sleep a shinas aroi outside of a sukkah? You're allowed to eat a chilas aroi outside a sukkah, so why can't you sleep a shinas aroi? The teretz is because ain't keval ashino. When it comes to achila, there's an achilas aroi, and then there's an achilas kva. But when it comes to sleeping, ain't keval ashino. There's no such thing. And any little sleep that a person has is already considered kavua. There's no difference between aroi and kavua. And there's a fundamental difference between eating and sleeping, and that's why the halacha is even a shinas haroi would be yasser outside of sukkah. Talk to Gemara. And the topic of sleeping and tefillin. Tani chadu, we learned in a brayso. Yoshin adam betfillin shinas haroi. Avalai shinas kvat. That's the brayso we just said. The person's allowed to sleep a shinas haroi. He's not allowed to sleep a shinas kvat. Tani we learned in another brayso. Ben kevav ben haroi. You're allowed to sleep a shinas haroi and a shinas kvat. Tani we learned in the third brayso. Loi kevav loi haroi. You're never allowed to sleep. Not shinas haroi, not shinas kvat. So we have three brayses that contradict each other. One brayso says when it comes to sleeping in tefillin, shinas aroi, yeah, kvano. One brayso said it's always okay. The other brayso said it's always a problem. So the Gemara says like, kash, ha, then nakal biyada. All three brayso are talking about three different things. Sleeping in tefillin, that's the big picture, but lemaisa, it's not the same thing. One's talking about where the person's holding the tefillin. If you're holding the tefillin, you're not allowed to sleep in the tefillin. Not shinas kvano, not shinas aroi. The reason is Rashi says, shema yiplu miyada. We're afraid you're going to drop it while you're sleeping, and as a result, it's a problem. The brayso that says you're not allowed to sleep a shinas kva, but you are allowed to sleep a shinas aroi, it's talking about when you're wearing it. You can't sleep a shinas kva, shema yofiach. You're allowed to sleep a shinas aroi, there's no shema yofiach. Ay, shema yirdam, we just said there's no concern of shema yirdam. And finally, the brayso that says you're always allowed to sleep in tefillin. It doesn't matter whether it's a shinas aroi or a shinas kva, hadaparis sudra ilove. It's talking about when you're not wearing the tefillin. You're not holding the tefillin. The phone's next to you. You even covered it. And as a result, what's the concern? That maybe while you're sleeping, you're going to start moving it and you'll knock it over. That's really not something we're worried about. And as a result, you're allowed to sleep a shinas aroi. You're even allowed to sleep a shinas kvas. Okay, so we're talking about shinas aroi. What is the shear of shinas aroi? So it's not negeya hilchas sukkah, but it's negeya hilchas tefillin. So the question is, what's the shear of shinas aroi? Achilas aroi, we just said, Rabbi Yosef said it was two or three eggs. Abaye said even one egg. That's the maximum shear. But what about shinas aroi? So tell me, Rami, by Yechaskuk, the hilch meya. It's the amount of time it takes to walk 100 amas. Interesting shir. Tanyanami hachi, a braisa that says this shir. Yashim, a tefillin. If someone's sleeping in his tefillin, v'roya kari. And while he's sleeping, he's roya kari. So oiches beretzua. So he's roya kari. He just became tameh. He's wearing his tefillin. So he should try to take his tefillin off. But the way he should take his tefillin off is by holding on to the retzuois and unwrapping his tefillin. But the ain't oiches beketzitza. He should try not to touch the tefillin itself. The tefillin itself has a shin on it, which is one of the oisiyas of the shame of Shem Hashem. So you should try not to touch the actual tefillin. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. Chachamim Aymerim, we need the second part of the braisa. Chachamim say, Yashan Adam Betfin L'Shinas Haroi. A person's allowed to sleep in his tefillin Shinas Haroi. Avaloi Shinas Kva. He's not allowed to sleep in Shinas Kva. Ve'kama Shinas Haroi. Kidei Hiluch Me'ya Amo. Yeah, it's a mafurish etanya nami hachi. There's something called a Shinas Haroi that's mutter sometimes in tefillin. What is the shear of Shinas Haroi? It's the amount of time that it takes to walk 100 amos. Amar Rav. Rav said, Asul Adam Lishin Bayoim. Yoisem Mishinas Hasus. Rav said a halacha that it's also for a person to sleep during the day. Not on sukkahs. Ever. It's also for a person to ever sleep during the day more than the Shinas Hasus. That amount of time that a horse sleeps. The Kama Shinas Hasus, Shisen Nishmi. 60 breaths. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Shansei Demar Kidarav. Mar, Abaya's Mar was Rabba. So Rabbas used to sleep Kidarav. Kidarav. Vidarav? Kidarabi? Rav used to sleep like his Rabbi, who was Rabbi, Rabbi Udanasi. With the Rabbi Kidavid. Rabbi used to sleep the amount of David. With the David Kidasusya. And David used to sleep the amount that a horse sleeps. With the Susya, how much does a horse sleep? She's a Nishmi. It's these 60 Nishmi. They're talking about during the day. Meaning during the day, a person's not supposed to sleep too long. So during the day, this is how much they used to sleep. Agav, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that Rav used to, that David HaMelech used to always only sleep Kishina Sasos. So when the Gemara says Rabbah and Rav and Rebbe, that's talking about power naps during the day. But as far as David HaMelech himself, he never used to sleep more than Shinas Hasus, but that's a whole nother conversation. Zok de Gemara, Amr Abaya, say, I have a Nayim, Kidama'ayil, Mipum Pedisal, Beikubi. Abaya used to take a nap during the day, and how long would he sleep? He would sleep the amount of time that it takes to get from Pumpedisa to Beikubi. Rashi says, Mefarish Bemokim Acher, to have a Shisa Parsi, six Parsois. Abaya used to take a very, very long nap during the day. I mean, in fact, this is a troubling Gemara. Tayra Matehelef. Abaya slept so much during the day, so Pasha, when did he have a chance to learn? But Abaya used to take a very long nap. And the Gemara says, Korle Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said about Abaya, he quoted the following pasuk, a pasuk in Mishlei, and Masai Otzel Tishkov, Masai Tokam Mishlasecha. This is a pasuk that talks about someone that's very lazy, someone that's always sleeping. And that's what Rav Yosef said, about Abaye. Abaye is sleeping so much. Pasha, this is the pasuk that he said. Tan Rabbana nichtan slishim b'yayim. If somebody goes to sleep during the day, he's wearing his tefillin. Ratzah chaylitz. If he wants, he can take his tefillin off. Ratzah miniach. If he wants, he can leave his tefillin on. Right? We said as long as it's a shinas haray, you're allowed to sleep with your tefillin on. Balayla. What about at night? Chaylitz v'ne miniach. At night, you can't take chances because at night you're tired after a long day. Chances are, if you sleep a shinas haray, now we're already worried shema yirdam. And I'm an aleph. We said we're not worried shema yirdam. That's during the day. At night we're worried shema yirdam. Divrei Rav Nosson. Rabbi Yosi Seimer. Rabbi Yosi said, "Hayiladim, younger people." Rashi says, "Bacharin lo oylam chaylzin ve'ein manichim." They always have to take their tefillin off. They're never allowed to leave it on. Whenever they go to sleep, even during the day, even a shinas haray, they have to take their tefillin off. And they should regilim betoma. And the reason is because there's a concern of toma. So the Gemara says, "What's the concern of toma?" Presumably, they may be Raya Keri. And as a result, we don't want them to be Raya Keri while they're willing to fill in. So, Lema Kosovar Rabbi Yossi, does that mean Rabbi Yossi? He's the one who said this holds Bal Keri Osla Nech Tfilin. Bal Keri's not allowed to fill in. That's why a Bacha shouldn't sleep in his tfilin. I'm Rabbi Abai said, no, it's not what it means. We're not worried about Keri, but rather these are Bialodin Unishaseyan Imam Maskinim. We're talking about Yungalai, people that are married. And what we said is not that they can't sleep if their wives are next to them. Shema Yavoyuli, they hergodava, because it may lead to Tashmish, and that's already something that's inappropriate in tfilin. Tana Rabbana. What if somebody was Meshamish Mitasa while he was wearing tefillin? He's not allowed to touch the tefillin, not even the ritzus of the tefillin, until he washes his hands. The yitlaim, and then he can touch his tefillin. The reason is because if it was Meshamish Mitasa while he was wearing his tefillin, chances are that his hands touch something that it's not supposed to touch. As a result, his hands are tameh, and if his hands are tameh, he can't touch his tefillin. So first he has to wash his hands, and only afterwards he's going to be allowed to touch his tefillin. Just one more Gemara. This Mishnah is very much a continuation of what we're learning right now, the last part of the previous Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah Daf Chafeh and Aleph said three halachas. It said shluchei mitzvah p'tur min asoka. That's oisik b'mitzvah p'tur min asoka. It said choylinu misham sheyem p'tur min asoka. That's the halacha of mitzvah p'tur min asoka. And then it said oichlin v'shoyis and aroi chutz asoka. That even though you have to eat and sleep in asoka, but that's only if it's kva. When it comes to aroi, you're allowed to eat aroi chutz asoka. Sleeping is something that's asur even in aroi outside of asoka. So on that note, the third comment of the Mishnah. Oichlin v'shoyis and aroi chutz l'soka, says the Mishnah. Ma'isa, there was a story. They brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai food to taste. Ula Rabbi Gamliel, they brought Rabbi Gamliel shnei kois savos, two dates, v'dalei shalmayim, and water, v'omru. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Gamliel respectively said, halum l'soka, bring it to the soka. They didn't want to eat this outside of the soka. When they gave Rabbi Tzadik food, he would eat less than a beya outside of the sukkah. Not just that, not like a mapa, he would touch it with a napkin, eat it outside the sukkah, for like berach acharav, and he didn't make berach samazin. Three kulas. There were three things that he did. Number one, he would eat outside the sukkah. It was pachas mikabeya. Number two, he didn't wash his hands. He would just touch it with a napkin, but he didn't actually wash his hands. And for like berach acharav, he didn't even bench. So the Gemara says, as it relates to this Mishnah, maisa lista. Sounds like this is a Maisa Lister. Again, this Maisa is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. What the previous Mishnah say, you're allowed to eat Achilas Aroi Chutz L'Sukkah. And then we have a Maisa where they brought food to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and to Rabbi Gamliel. Litoy Mesatavshel, that's an Achilas Aroi. Shnei Koi Sovais V'dali Shalmayim, that's an Achilas Aroi. And what did they say? Halom L'Sukkah, bring it to the Sukkah. So you're telling me a Halacha, and then you bring a Maisa that contradicts the Halacha. If you bring a maisa, it should be to support the halacha. Maisa listar. So the Gemara says, clearly we're missing some verbiage over here. Chsurei mechsura. V'achiktani. This way you have to read the Mishnah. Bal achmel atzmoy. The halacha is that achilas haroi, you don't have to eat in a sukkah. However, what if somebody wants to be machmer? He wants to be from. He says, I want to eat a dafka in a sukkah. The halacha is machmer. You're allowed to. V'les pe mishum yuara. And there's no issue of gaiva. So sometimes it's not mutter to be machmer. You would think. Be machmer, tavay ala bracha. What's the downside of being machmer? But the truth is, there are areas in halacha where it's not so simple to be machmer, where there is an issue of yuhara. And that's what the Gemara says, that the chiddush of the Mishnah, of the maisa that the Mishnah brings is, that even though you're potter, and you would have thought that maybe, if that's the case, you can't even bring it in a sukkah if you wanted to, No. In Bala Hachmer Latzmei Machmer Velesbe Mishum Yura. So the whole idea of Yura is a fascinating topic. We have a related raid bite on this somewhere. But as it relates specifically to Sukkah, it's particularly interesting because we know the halacha is that if it's raining outside and you're a mitzvah, the Ramah says if you sit in a Sukkah, you're called a hedyet. The Ramah strongly discourages you from sitting in a Sukkah. So why is it that someone that wants to eat Achilas Aroy in a Sukkah? To the contrary, it's fine. And Bola Achmer, that's my Machmer. For less, may Mishum Yuara. Yeah, when it comes to going in a Sukkah, when it's raining and you're a mitzvah, you're the same potem in a Sukkah. So they're ready, the Alocha is your Nikrahedya. So this is a Veltz Kasha, the Vilna Goyen has this Kasha, the Bar Alocha brings it. So this is something Metz Hashem will speak out some rain on. Zokta Yamara. But as it relates to the Maisa that we just mentioned, or Maisa Nami, then the Mishnah continued and said, Ve'viu Lord Rabbi Yechim and Zaki Litim and Satavshul, Ulrab Gamil Shneiko Yisavis Vidal Yishamayim, but Amr, and they said, Halom Lusuk. Because again, that's the Maisa. Just fearing us, the Chasure Mechsra that the Mishnah say. To eat achilas haroi outside of the sukkah is mutter. However, if you want to be machmer, you can't. And in fact, it was a meister shahaya. They brought Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. They brought Rabbi Gamliel. It was an achilas haroi. They sent halam l'sukkah because they wanted to be machmer. Then the Mishnah continued and said, "Ukshenasal Rab Tzadik." When they gave Rab Tzadik food, oichol pachas mikabei. He would eat less than a beya, not the memapa. He didn't want to touch the food. He didn't wash. V'achli chutzal sukkah. He ate it out of the sukkah. V'loy berich achav. And he didn't even bench. So the Gemara makes a diak on that last story, and that is hakabei by a sukkah. It sounds like if he would have eaten a beya, it would have had to be in a sukkah. How much did he eat? Less than a beya. It's clear that had he eaten a beya, he would have needed a sukkah. So the Gemara says, "Lema tiavet tiufto de Rav Yosef ve'abaya." This is a tiufto and Rav Yosef and Abaya. We had two shitas on Amin Aleph, Chavav Amin Aleph. How much a person can eat outside of a sukkah? What's the definition of achilas haroi? Abaya said the amount that the Bachrim and the Yungalite used to eat if they were afraid that it was going to be a long share. How much would they eat? They would eat as much as they can fit in their mouth, which is one beitzah. So one beitzah is okay. That's achilas haroi. Rabbi Yosef said even two or three beitzim are okay. From the Mishnah it sounds like less than a beitzah. It's not a big difference, but it's a difference. The Mishnah says he ate less than a beitzah, they dropped tzadik. L'chura, according to Abai, he could have eaten a beitzah. According to Rabbi Yosef, he could have eaten even two or three beitzim. So afraid the Gemara lema tiavi tiufta the Rav Yosef Abaya. At first glance, the Mishnah would seem to be a tiufta and Rav Yosef and Abaya. The Gemara says no. Dilma pachs mikabeya netilo bracha leibay hakabeitza bay netilo bracha. Rav Tzadik had three kulas in this story. He ate outside the sukkah. He also didn't wash. He also didn't bench. So we're assuming that the reason he was makbid on less than a beya was because of the sukkah component. Zok the Gemara, no, it's not mukhach. Maybe else the sukkah he would have eaten a little bit more. But Rav Tzadik wasn't only thinking in terms of sukkah. He didn't want to, for whatever reason, wash. He wasn't going to bench. So he had to be sensitive to those halachas. For those halachas, there's already a share of pachas mikabeya. And that's why he was makbid on pachas mikabeya. If the only issue was achilas haroi chutz l'sukkah, he could have eaten a little bit more. But there were other issues at stake. There were other kulos that he himself was about to take upon himself. And it was for the other kulos that he had to make sure that he kept it under a beya. So just one ha'ara, one longish ha'ara, as, not too long, but one ha'ara as it relates to a little bit today's daf, but a lot the dafin and the sugis that we've been learning. The Aruch Laner, which is one of the classic works on Masechta Sukkah, so he wrote a pirish, a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch of Hilchas Sukkah. It's known as the Bikurei Yaakov. This is classic Sheba, classic, and it's obviously critical in terms of learning Hilchas Sukkah properly. So it's known as the Bikurei Yaakov, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Bir Halacha quotes it throughout Hilchas Sukkah. At the very, very beginning of the Bikurei Yaakov, and this is in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hei, it's the first comment. Says Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, the Baal Aruch Laner, the Bikurei Yaakov, Yismuchu HaYisharim V'yogilu HaAshurim Af Deli Nachlas Yisrael Bechag HaKadosh Hazeh HaNikri Yoyim Simchaseinu. Says the Aruch Laner, V'simchasei Mechupeles. The Simcha on this Yontif is a double Simcha. V'yizaru Ma'od L'kayim Mitzvah Sukkah. And a person should be very, very careful to observe the laws of Sukkahs. Shemispar Shema, because the Gematria, it's Rav Yaakov Etlinger writing this in Germany, the gematria of the word sukkah is tzadik aleph. It's 91. Kemispar shnei shemes akdoshim, like the gematria of the two shemes of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, yud kei vav kei, and aleph dal nun yun together
is 91. Shem Havai is gematria 26, and Aleph Dal Nun Yud is 65, and together it makes 91. Shekoilon Ame, which is also the gematria of the word Ame, Ame is 91. Ukdushasa Michupeles, and the Kedusha of Sukkis is Michupeles, it's double. The name Sukkah has in it the two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Havai and Aleph Dal Nun Yud, which is double. The Kedusha is double. And if someone's mekayim the laws of sukkah properly, he's going to get double the reward. So this is like a matching type of mitzvah. You sit in the mitzvah of sukkah, you don't get tzchar times one, you get tzchar times two. That's what the Bikur Yaakov says in his opening comment on Hilchas Sukkah. So he says a person should be very careful in the laws of sukkah, because when you sit in a sukkah, you don't just get tzchar, you get double the amount of tzchar. And he throws in a gematria and a little bit of heebie-jeebie. He says that the gematria of the word sukkah is 91, and 91 is Shem Havai and Shem Aleph Dal and Nun Yud, which are the two shemes. The kedusha is double, and as a result, the tzchar is going to be double. And the question is, what exactly does the Bikur Yaakov mean specifically when he says, v'hamekayma kilchas, if someone's the laws of sukkah properly, he's going to get double the amount of schar min hashamayim. So the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yerucham Olshin Shlita, in his Yerech L'mayadim, in the Shiurim, in Sukkah, and this is in Simen Yud Ches, so he says a pshat in this Bikur Yaakov, but it requires a little bit of an introduction. And this is raid, but like we sometimes say, it's foundational raid. This is raid that's pashit, the basics of the basics in terms of understanding some of the sugyas that we're learning. So the Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and it's also Gemara coming up in tomorrow's Daf, on Daf Chav Zayin says, it says in the Torah, Chagas Sukkah is Tasa Lucha. Why did Torah say the word Lucha? Chagas Sukkah is Tasa Lucha. We're about to start Perek Lulav HaGazel. It says, Ulekachtem Lochem B'yoyim Arishayin. And Lochem is the magic word in the Sukkahs of Lulav HaGazel. We learn from there, there's a Din Lochem, but there's no Din Lochem in Sukkah. So why did the Torah say Chagas Sukkah is Tasa Lucha? What does the word Lucha teach me? And the Gemara says, Lucha teaches me Lamute Gezula. Meaning, if somebody steals a Sukkah, and he wants to sit there and be Yaitz, his mitzvah Sukkah, can he or can he not? Chagas Sukkah is Tasa Lucha teaches me Lamute Gezula. Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Aleph asks Akasha, I don't understand, you need a pasuk in the Torah, an extra word to tell me that you can't be yoitz in a mitzvah of sukkah in a sukkah gezula? Of course you can't be yoitz in a mitzvah of sukkah in a sukkah gezula. If you would be yoitz in a mitzvah in a sukkah gezula, you'd be a gazlan. Granted, through your gzela, you would do a mitzvah. But this is a classic example of a mitzvah haba b'aveira. And that's a klal gadol badin, that if somebody does an aveira through which he observes a mitzvah, he's not yoitz in a mitzvah. So l'chura, why do I need a pasuk chagas sukkah tasa l'chol l'mutei gezula? Typically, if you're going to sit in a sukkah gezula, it's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. You can't be yoitz a mitzvah sukkah in a mitzvah haba b'aveira. And Tosfos has a very big chiddush to answer this kasha. Tosfos says that I think you have to say that even though it's true that if a person does a mitzvah haba b'aveira, it's not yoitz in a mitzvah, it's only midrabanan. Midday Raisa, really, he is Yoitz in a mitzvah. It's just a din de rabbonon. It's an asmachta ba'alma, the whole drasha of mitzvah ba'aveir. We're going to get into it in the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGazel. That's what the Gemara brings the makar to mitzvah ba'aveir. But whatever the makar is, not a real day Raisa makar. It's only a din de rabbonon. But midday Raisa, you could be Yoitz in a mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah ba'aveir. That's why the Torah had to say chaga sukkah ta'asalcha, to tell me that if a person sits in a sukkah gzula, not only is he not Yoitz in a mitzvah mid rabbonon, but he's also not Yoitz in a mitzvah midday rice, because now we have a drush and the Torah is telling you that you can't be yoitza with a mitzvah gzul. That's Tosfos and Masech the Sukkah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Mechas Chinuch in mitzvah Shin Chav Hei, however, offers and suggests another teretz to Tosfos Kasha. Now we can take the longer approach, the long scenic route, as it relates to this Mechas Chinuch teretz, or we could go through the abridged version. We're going to do the abridged version. Zok to Mechas Chinuch that it's true. If a person sits in a sukkah gzula, it's a mitzvah babaver. And based on the rules and regulations of kol ha-Torah kul, if a person sits, does a mitzvah babaver, he's not yoitz in a mitzvah. Maybe not even midday reis. Stating that, it was still necessary for the Torah to say, chag ha-sukkah tasa l'cha, that you can't be yoitz in a mitzvah of sukkah in a sukkah gzula. And that is because there's a nafgamina la-locha. If the reason I can't be yoitz in a sukkah gzula is merely because of the general principle known as mitzvah babaveir, or the reason I can't be yoitz the mitzvah of sukkah in a sukkah gzula is because it says specifically regarding sukkah, chagas sukkah tasa l'cha. And the Mechas Chinuch says as follows. He says that if a person would sit in a sukkah, and the sukkah was gzula, and there wouldn't be a drasha of chag sukkah ta'asalacha, he wouldn't be yotzei a mitzvah, because it would be a mitzvah baba avera. But at the same time, it wouldn't be considered as if he ate outside of a sukkah. It's true, he wouldn't get schar for doing the mitzvah. He wasn't yotzei a mitzvah. But can you tell me he's not sitting in a sukkah? Where else is he sitting? He's surrounded by four walls, more than 10 tefachim tall, the less than 20 amis. It's losam ruba michamasa. So of course he's sitting in a sukkah. Did he get the mitzvah? No. Is he going to get schar and shemayim? Absolutely not. It's a mitzvah baba veir. But at the same time, you can't tell me he sat outside a sukkah as it's toch in a sukkah. Now that the Torah says chag sukkah tasa l'cha, l'cha l'mutei gzula, you know what the Torah is saying? A sukkah gzula is not a sukkah. A sukkah gzula is like a sukkah that's gevoy l'may l'miyasr mamma. A sukkah gzula is like a sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim. It's like a sukkah that doesn't have schach. It's like a sukkah that only has two walls. A nishkein sukkah. If it's not a sukkah, I'm not yoytz in the mitzvah of sukkah. If it's not a sukkah, it's as if I ate outside of a sukkah. So says the Minchas Chinuch, I agree with the premise of Tosfos Kasha. That's poshet. That al mitzvah baba avera alone, I would know you can't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah with a sukkah gezula. But at the same time, al mitzvah baba avera, you wouldn't be able to tell me that I ate outside of sukkah. Now that we have Allah of Chag HaSukkah's Tasalacha, what's Nischadish is not that I can't be Yotzei a mitzvah. I knew that already. That's a mitzvah baba avera. That we're going to see when we learn Lulav HaGazel. That's Hilchis Mitzvahs 101. That's true for Shoif. It's true for every mitzvah in the Torah. So it's Poshit that that's the case that I can't be Yotzei a mitzvah. Chag HaSukkah's Tasalacha is being Mechadish, that it's not a Cheftz of a Sukkah. It's like I'm sitting in my living room. L'may nafkamina. Not only was I not yoytzner the mitzvah of sukkah, but I actually ate outside of sukkah. This is the Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah shin chafei. It's a very lomdish Minchas Chinuch. The lomdim, however, have a very, very big problem with this Minchas Chinuch. Uberoshim, Rav Shimon Shkop, and Shari Yoshe. But the lomdim have a major, major problem with this Minchas Chinuch. Because what the Minchas Chinuch just did was, is he created two dinim in the mitzvah of sukkah. He said that it's possible for a person to sit in a sukkah, not be yoytzer the mitzvah of sukkah, but at the same time, it shouldn't be considered as if he ate outside the sukkah. And Fregin the Lomdim, what are these two things? It says in the Torah, B'sukkah steish v'shivas yom. It's one pasuk, it's one mitzvah. A person has an obligation to sit in a sukkah for 7 days. Either I fulfilled the pasuk, or I didn't fulfill the pasuk. If I was mekayim the pasuk of B'sukkah steish v'shivas yomim, so I just sat in a sukkah. I got schar. I obviously can't be punished for not being in a sukkah because I was in a sukkah. And if when I sat in the sukkah, I didn't fulfill the mitzvah b'sukkah steish v'shivas yomim, then by definition, I was mevatel the mitzvah. So any punishment, any isser associated with sitting outside a sukkah, I just violated. So what are these two dinim? Where did Michas Chinuch get the possibility in the world of Lamdis to say, I didn't get tzchar for doing the mitzvah, but I wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. It's one thing. It's a mitzvah of Basukah Steish v'Shivas Yomim. If I fulfilled the mitzvah, so I wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. And if I didn't fulfill the mitzvah, then by definition, I was mevatel the mitzvah. What does that mean? That I didn't do the mitzvah, but I wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. If I didn't do the mitzvah, I was mevatel the mitzvah. What is bitul mitzvah sukkah? I have an obligation to fulfill a mitzvah, and I didn't fulfill it. So, if I didn't fulfill it, because it was a mitzvah baba avera, then by definition, I was mevatel it. So what's this chiddush, this invention of the Minchas Chinuch, that it's possible to not be mekayin the mitzvah of sukkah, but at the same time, not be mevatel the mitzvah of sukkah? It's one inyan. So either I got it or I didn't get it. If I got it, so I fulfilled the mitzvah, I wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. If I didn't get it, then by definition, I was mevatel the mitzvah. What does it mean to be mevatel mitzvah sukkah? Not to fulfill the mitzvah of basukah steish v'shivas yomim. If there's two psukim, so we can have some fun with that. But it's one inyan, basukah steish v'shivas yomim. See, I did it or I didn't do it. Because chinuch smi mechadish, that if all I had was mitzvah baba avera, so then you can say that it's true, I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, but I wasn't... What do you mean? If I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, I was mevatel the mitzvah. What does it mean to be mevatel mitzvah tefillin? You didn't fulfill the pasuk that says v'ha'yul chalois al yadchol. What else does it mean? What does it mean to be mevatel kriyishma? It says in the Torah, shivtecha beveisecha, v'lachtecha v'aderecha, v'shachbecha, v'kumecha. So if I didn't do that, I was mevatel. So if I didn't if I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of sukkos heish v'shivas yomim, then by definition I was mevatel. So what does that mean? The mechas chinuch is being mechadish that al mitzvah baba aveira, even though it's true, it's poshet that you can't be mekayim mitzvah sukkah. But if I would sit in a sukkah baba aveira, it also wouldn't be considered nechshav as if I was mevatel the mitzvah. So the truth is that we have to take a tiny step back and be ma'ayin a little bit in the achrayin. So we're learning the sugya now of oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. The Mishnah says, shluchei mitzvah, p'turim min ha-sukkah. The Pnei Yeshua asks a gevaldig kasha. He said, why did the Mishnah have to say shluchei mitzvah, p'turim min ha-sukkah? I don't understand. I'm at a loss. The halach is oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. It's true for every single mitzvah in the Torah. Every mitzvah in the Torah has the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah, Durim and Amitz has a few exceptions, but the exceptions are all tzarachim. But the general rule is, oisik b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. So why did the Mishnah have to say by sukkah, ois shluchei mitzvah p'turim min ha-sukkah? The limud is hilchas kriyashma, it's not hilchas sukkah, it's not like this is where the makar is. The makar is somewhere else. So why did the Torah have to say it? What, every single masecht in Shas, every time you learn a mitzvah, you have to hear the halacha that if you should know, if you're oisik b'mitzvah, you're patur min ha-mitzvah. It's pashit. Why would I think sukkah would be any different? That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Zok the Pnei Yeshua. The reason the Mishnah had to single out that the halach is that oisik b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah by sukkah is because sukkah is different than other mitzvahs. Because other mitzvahs, I say, the way a person's mevatel them is b'sheva al taisa. What does it mean you're mevatel a mitzvah, I say? You have an obligation to do a mitzvah. I'm not going to do the mitzvah. Why? For whatever reason. By withholding, by refraining from doing something I'm supposed to do, that's the way I'm mevatel the mitzvah. When it comes to sukkah, ikanami isura bekomase. When a person eats outside of sukkah, he's not only being mevatel the mitzvah of sukkah b'shev al taisa, but he's actually doing an iser. Kisha oichel v'shoisa v'yoshen chutz l'sukkah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, you want to know why the Mishnah had to mention the halach of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah by sukkah? Because it's actually a much bigger chiddush by sukkah than it is anywhere else. Because oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah means that if I'm doing a mitzvah and another mitzvah presents itself, I don't have to do the other mitzvah. But that's only mitzvahs. What about an iser? If I'm oisik b'mitzvah and now I have an opportunity to eat nevela, so I'm oisik b'mitzvah, I'm patur min ha-mitzvahs, I could eat nevela. Of course not. Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah allows you to be potter from mitzvahs, but it doesn't allow you to do an iser. Says the Pnei Yeshua, when a person eats outside a sukkah, not only is he being mevatel a mitzvah b'shev al taisa, he didn't do what the Torah told him to do, which is eat in the sukkah. He's actually doing an iser b'krum v'aseh. He's eating outside the sukkah. He's doing an iser, and because he's doing an iser, you would have thought that maybe you don't have the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Kamash b'lan the mishnah shluchei mitzvah p'turim min ha-sukkah. Not only from mitzvahs aseh, but even from Isurim. You can even become vaseh, do an iser, if you are oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. In other words, it's mavur in the Pnei Yeshua very, very clearly that there's two dinim in mitzvah sukkah. And here's the punchline. It's a little bit hard, but this is the punchline. There's two dinim in mitzvah sukkah. There's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah for 7 days, and there's an iser to do certain things outside of the sukkah. There's a mitzvah to eat and to drink and to sleep and to learn and to schmooze and to do all your things that you would usually do in your house inside a sukkah. And there's an iser to do all those same things outside of a sukkah. Two dinim. Mitzvahs esseh, and at the same time there's an iser esseh. Now just to explain it a little bit. So we know there are 248 mitzvahs aseh. Can I get the 248 evarim in a person's body? There are 365 lois aseh. Can I get the 365 gidin that a person has in his body? It's also can I get the 365 days in the solar year. But the point is, there are 248 aseh and there's 365 lois aseh. So usually we think of an aseh as a mitzvah, that's a positive commandment, something you're supposed to do. And an isner, a lois aseh, is usually referred to as the negative commandment. But there is an in-between category, and that is, there's something called an iser aseh. There's an idea where the Torah tells you that you're not allowed to do something, but the Torah actually never said you're not allowed to do it. The Torah implied or inferred or told you in some roundabout way that something is asa. The Gemara says that there are four words that mean loy sase. Loy, hishomer, pen, and al. Those four magic words mean loisase. Any time the Torah says something's aser without using any one of those four words, the thing is going to be aser. It's just not going to be aser as a loisase. But the point is, sometimes the Torah says something is aser without actually saying it's aser. It's what's known. The category is Isser Aseh. Sometimes it's referred to as a Lav Habo Michlal Aseh. But the point is, the Torah never specifically said it's Aser. It never said Loi, it never said Pen, it never said Ishamer, it never said Al, never used any of the buzzwords, any of the magic words that mean Lois Aseh. The Torah doesn't sound like it's telling you something's Aser, but at the same time, we know it means Aser. Just to give a few examples, the classic example is, there's a pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzeitzeh. It says in the Torah that the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, could have thought that maybe if an Egyptian would want to come and convert into Judaism, maybe we would push him away. An Egyptian, I mean, we just left Mitzrayim, they're the ones that gave us all these tzaras, so why are we suddenly accepting conversions from Egyptians? And it says in the Torah, don't do that. Says the Torah, stating that if an Egyptian is Megayer, he's not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. You have to wait a little bit. Bonim ashe yivoldu lahem, the children of such a convert, dor shlishi, the third generation, Yavai Lehem B'Kal Hashem. They're going to be able to enter the Kal Hashem. So if a Mitzri is Megayer, he's not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Not him, not his children. Dor Shlishi Yavai Lehem B'Kal Hashem. The third generation is allowed. So this pasuk, Dor Shlishi Yavai Lehem B'Kal Hashem, is that a mitzvah saseh? There's a mitzvah to go and marry a third generation Egyptian. It's mamish, it's a mitzvah. It says in the Torah, Dor Shlishi Yavai Lehem B'Kal Hashem. Right? Bonim Ashe Yivoldu Lehem, Dor Shlishi Yavai Lehem B'Kal Hashem. There's, of course, not. There's no mitzvah to go ahead and marry a third generation Egyptian. The Torah is stating an isser. What the Torah is saying is it's aser to marry an Egyptian convert unless it's Dar Shlishi. If it's Dar Rishon or Dar Sheni, it's going to be aser. Now, the Torah never said don't marry an Egyptian convert. What the Torah said was Dar Shlishi Yavai Lehem B'Kal Hashem. The Torah is talking in the positive. The Torah is talking as if this is an aseh. But there's a lav habam michlal aseh. There's an isser that's implied in this aseh. It's what's known as an Isser Aseh. So sometimes the Torah can be telling you something positive. Dor Shlishi Yavai Lehem B'Kal Hashem. But really, it's not a mitzvah saseh. Hinini muchanim zuman l'kayim mitzvahs esei deiraisa mitzvah srichas kavana l'shem yichud kutcha berichu of Dor Shlishi Yavai Lehem B'Kal Hashem. It's mitzvah. What the Torah is saying is, it's only mutter once it's Dor Shlishi, implying that there's an Isser if it's not Dor Shlishi. Another example. A kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. It says in the Torah, v'hu isha bifsuleha yikach. A kohen gadol has to marry a psula. So there's a special mitzvah aseh deiraisa, mitzvah sriches kavana for a kohen gadol to marry a psula. The answer is no. There's no mitzvah for a kohen gadol to marry a psula. It's also for a kohen gadol to marry a woman that's not a psula. So it's, again, the Torah never said that a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a psula. The Torah spoke as if there's an aseh going on here. Who isha bifsuleha yikach. But there's a lav that's ba michlal aseh. This is what's known as an isser aseh. The Torah is talking like it's an aseh, v'hu isha b'fsuleha yikach. But the takeaway of this aseh is isser. Really, this is an aseh, but it's not one of the ramach aseh's in the sense that this is one of the mitzvah srichas kavana diga aseh's, but rather this is more of an isser. The Torah just didn't use the word ishamer, pen, aloy, and instead the Torah is talking as if there's an aseh going on. But really, the takeaway of this aseh is not the aseh. The takeaway is the isser aseh. Now, there's also an example of where you have one pasuk, where the pasuk means a mitzvah saseh, and the pasuk also means an isser aseh. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor. This pasuk we all know. Daber al Aharon v'albonov lemor, koy sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael, amar lohem. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, yor Hashem ponov elecha v'chuneko, yisna Hashem ponov elecha v'yosem l'cha shalim. So there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, koy sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael, amar lohem. Daber al Aharon v'albonov lemor. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Shinayin Ches says, this pasuk is the makar to the mitzvah shenitztavu hakoyanim sheyivarchu Yisrael b'chol yoyim shenemar koy sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael omer lahem. There's a mitzvah saseh for a koyan to do birchas koyanim every single day. Why don't we do it in a chutz la'aretz? That's a good kasha. But there's a mitzvah essay day raisa for a koyan to duchen. The Gemara says in Ksubas Taf Chav Dalet Amud Beis that a czar that duchens violates an isser aseh. Lashon Hagemar, Isser Aseh. Rashi, where's the Isser Aseh? Because it says, Koy Sevarchu, Atem Veloy Zorim. You have a mitzvah. The Kayanim do, as opposed to a Zar. So this one pasuk of Kaysav Archas B'nei Yisrael Amar Lahem is really Tarte B'mashma. There's two things going on over here. Both derisa things. There's a mitzvah saseh. The Kayan has a mitzvah to duchen. And there's also an Isser saseh. It's also for a Zar to go ahead and do it. Zok to P'nei Yeshua, coming full circle. When it says in the Torah, Basukas Teishvu Shivas Yomim, Basukas Teishvu Shivas Yomim is a mitzvah saseh. That's Pasha. There's a mitzvah for a yid to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. But the P'nei Yeshua says there's a second din going on over here. There's also an Isser saseh. When the Torah said Basukas Teishvu Shivas Yomim, it's also saying it's aser for a person to eat or drink or sleep or spatzir or shmooze or learn, and a person's not allowed to do any of these things outside of a sukkah. So it's like Kaysav Orcho es b'nei Yisrael Amar Lahem Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. There's a mitzvah saseh for the Kayanim, and there's an Isra saseh for the Zarim. There's a mitzvah saseh to go ahead and eat in the sukkah, but there's also an Isra saseh. And this is in sharp contrast to almost every other mitzvah. The Torah says there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. Okay, does that mean there's an iser to not put on tefillin? No. If I don't put on tefillin, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. But it's not a separate iser. Thou shall not put on tefillin. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. Sukkah, the Pnei Yeshua is being mechadish, in addition to the Torah telling you there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, the Torah is also saying that there's an iser to eat outside of the sukkah. That's what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. The truth is, this Yisoid is mavur in the Aruch Laner, in Mesech the Sukkah, Daf Beis Amid Beis, and the Avni Nezer said the same exact chiddush in Shailos Hachuvas Avni Nezer and Arachayim Simen Tov Pei Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Beis Amid Beis, just bringing it all together. The Gemara in Daf Beis Amid Beis told the story of Hilni Amalka. So Hilni Amalka sat in a very, very large sukkah. And the sukkah was Gevoya Yoysa Miyasra Mama. And Rabbi Yehuda brought that as a raya, that sukkah Shigavoya Lamayla Miyasra Mama is going to be Ksheran. The Gemara said, what's the raya from Hilni Amalka? Hilni Amalka was allowed to sin in such a sukkah. Hilni Amalka was a woman. She was Pata Menas Sukkah anyways. She could do whatever she wants. The Gemara says, no, the raya was because she had 7 sons. And there's no question that one of the sons were obligated. The Gemara says, maybe the sons weren't bar mitzvah. Mara says, no, that's true. But Hilni Amalka had an obligation to make sure that her sons, albeit mid rabbanon, were going to, because it's a mitzvah of chinuch, right? And because it's a mitzvah of chinuch, she had an obligation. And Taisi Shonim asks Akasha, he says, I don't understand. Women are potter from mitzvah chinuch. It's a Gemara Masech, this Nazar, Daf Chav Tes. A man has a mitzvah chinuch. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah chinuch. It's the father's mitzvah. It's not the mother's mitzvah. So, fate to Taisi Shonim, Hilni Amalka herself didn't have to sit in a sukkah. You worried about her children? She doesn't have an obligation to be mechanech her children. The reason is because it's a mitzvah of chinuch. Chinuch is the mitzvah on the father. It's not a mitzvah on the mother. That's the Tosfos Yeshanim's kasha. Zok to Aruch Laner and the Avnei Nezer. They both said the same exact teretz. Sukkah is different. You know why? Because sukkah, in addition to there being a mitzvah, I say, to eat in the sukkah, there's also an iser to eat outside of sukkah. So what? We know the halacha is that your person is not allowed to take a davar aser and feed it to a katan. Even though if you see a katan eating a vela, you can let him do his thing. But to feed it to him is aser. It's a lois aser, lois achilum. That's not something you're allowed to do. You're never allowed to give a davar aser to a child. So said the Aruch Laner and the Avnei Nezer, that's pshat in the story with Hilni Amalka. The raya wasn't from the mitzvah of chinuch. You're right, she was a woman. Hilni Amalka was potter from the mitzvah of chinuch. But at the same time, she had no right to feed her children out in a sukkah that was possible. And the reason is because there's an Isser of Lois Achilum. What do you mean an Isser? There's no Isser. It's not Nevela. There is an Isser. Because in the mitzvah of Sukkah, there's two dinim. There's a mitzvah asay and there's an Isser asay. The mitzvah asay is to sin in the Sukkah, and the Isser asay is to eat outside of the Sukkah. So the reason Hilni Amalka had to be careful, and the reason Rabbi Yehuda had a raya from Hilni Amalka that the Sukkah must have been a kosher Sukkah, was because if the Sukkah wasn't a kosher sukkah, Hilni Amalka would have been over the Isser of Lois Achilum. That's what the problem would have been. It's not chinuch. You're right. Hilni Amalka didn't have an obligation of chinuch. What's going on over here is not yeah chinuch, no chinuch. What's going on over here is Lois Achilum, and that was the right. But it's all predicated on the aside of the Pnei Yeshua. And that is that in addition to there being a mitzvah saseh of sukkah, there's also an Isser of Seyav Sukkah. Now, just to be clear, not everybody agrees with this. Rabbi Kiveger and Daf Chafei, he argues with this Pnei Yeshua, but the Pnei Yeshua and the Aruch Laner
and Avni Nezer all are saying a big yisoyin, and that is there's two dinim of mitzvah sukkah. There's a mitzvah saseh, there's a mitzvah that you mekayim when you sit in a sukkah, just like you mekayim a mitzvah when you say kriya shema when you put on tefillin. There's also an iser saseh for someone to eat outside a sukkah. An iser saseh, just like if someone marries a second generation Egyptian, and just like a kohen gadol that marries a ba'ula, and just like a zor that duchens, there's an iser, not a lois saseh, but at the same time there's going to be an iser saseh. So lefi this pnei Yeshua and the Aruch Laner and Avni Nezer, we understand the Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch said, Tais asked the Kasha, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that you can't be yoytzu with a sukkah gzula? It's pasuk, you can't be yoytzu with a sukkah gzula. Typically, it's a mitzvah babaveira. You can never be mekayim a mitzvah in a mitzvah babaveira. Said the Michas Chinuch, what's the nafkamina? Alts mitzvah babaveira, avadi you wouldn't be yoytzu in a mitzvah. You'd get no schar. But at the same time, you can't tell me I'm not sitting in a sukkah, because at the end of the day, I am sitting in a sukkah. So, but alts sukkah gzula, now that we have a drash of lacha, a sukkah gzula is nitkain sukkah, so not only am I not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, but it's also not as if I was outside of the sukkah. And we said all the lamdim were matmi on the Michas Chinuch. Nobody understands this Michas Chinuch. If I'm not mekayim the mitzvah, then by definition I was mevatel the mitzvah. So if I'm not mekayim the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah baba avera, then of course I was mevatel. What are these two dinim? The teretz is the Pnei Yeshua. The teretz is the Aruch Laner. The teretz is the Avnei Nezer. These are the two dinim. Because there's two halachas in Basukah stage for Shivas Yomim. There's a mitzvah saseh to sit in the sukkah, and then there's an isra saseh to make sure a person doesn't eat outside the sukkah. What the Michas Chinuch is saying is, al tzmitzvah baba aveira, you don't have the mitzvah. Al tzmitzvah baba aveira, you wouldn't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Basukah stage for Shivas Yomim. But at the same time, you wouldn't be over the isra saseh, because I'm fart sitting in a sukkah. Mitzvah baba aveira is halacha in Hilchis Mitzvahs. It's halacha in Ramach Mitzvahs Essay, where there's klolim, mitzvahs Riches Kavano. And one of the halachas is this, mitzvah baba aveira. So the fact that a person is sitting in such a sukkah, it's a mitzvah baba aveira, and as a result, he wouldn't be able to be yoytza the mitzvah of sukkah. But at the same time, to say that he was over an iser, the Pnei Yeshua is iser, the Avni Nezer and the Aruch Laner is iser, mechateisi. I'm sitting in a sukkah. Now that we have a pasuk that says Chag HaSukkah Tasa Lecha Lecha Lemute Gzula, that teaches me that a sukkah gzula is nishkain sukkah. Oh, if it's not a sukkah, number one, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, and number two, if a person would sit in such a sukkah, he would be considered to be sitting in a sukkah, and as a result, he would even be over the iser aseh of sukkah. But this is the aside. Again, not such easy raid, but this is the aside. The aside is this two dinim in the mitzvah of sukkah. Basukah stage for Shivas Yomim is a mitzvah saseh, like all mitzvah saseh. It's also like some of the few iser aseh. There's a mitzvah component, and at the same time, there's also an iser component. It's said that Rishiva, Rabbi Yerochim, maybe that's the pshat in the Bekurei Yaakov. The Bekurei Yaakov begins his pirish on Hilchas Sukkah by saying that a person should be very careful when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah. V'yizaru ma'oid l'kayim mitzvah sukkah. Shemispar shma tzadik aleph, kemispar shnei shemes haktoshim. Shekoylim amen. Uktushasa michupeles. The ktush is double. V'amekayimu kehilchasa. Yichpalu scharem in hashamayim. If someone's mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, you don't just get reward. You get double the reward. And why would you get double the reward for being mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah? Oh, the teretz is because it's two dinim of mitzvah sukkah. Because in mitzvah sukkah, there's a mitzvah saseh, and in mitzvah sukkah, there's an iser saseh. It's this lamdis. It's these two dinim. So because on the one hand, you have the mitzvah, and then again, I also had this iser, and I made sure that I wasn't over this iser, so I'm going to get schar, number one, for being mekayim the mitzvah saseh, and number two, you get schar for being mekayim, meaning for not being over the Israel.